We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning at 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently cloudy and 24 degrees. The Senate moves forward with the impeachment trial of former President Trump after a Republican challenge to its constitutionality.
The Senate rejected a motion from Kentucky Republican Rand Paul declaring an impeachment trial of former President Trump unconstitutional.
As of noon last Wednesday, Donald Trump holds none of the positions listed in the Constitution. He is a private citizen.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls that analysis flat out wrong.
The theory that the Senate can't try former officials would amount to a constitutional get-out-of-jail-free card.
But just five Republicans joined Democrats to dismiss the point of order, a strong signal at least 17 Republican senators would not join Democrats to convict Trump of the article, charging him with incitement of insurrection related to the deadly January 6th riot. At the U.S. Capitol, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 3.5-hour Wichita City Council workshop that discussed the creation of an ethics advisory board featured several heated exchanges between Councilmember Jeff Bluebaugh and Mayor Brandon Whipple.
Bluebaugh said the mayor accused him of endorsing the actions of former councilmember James Clendenin, who resigned in December because of false allegations made against Whipple in a political attack ad. Bluebaugh showed the mayor several pictures he claims the mayor's team manipulated for his own political attacks.
I'd be glad to share all this with you and we can discuss it. Because, frankly, I don't like the hypocrisy.
Tell me more. No, I want to see him. You want to drag this out further, or do you want to end on that note?
No, we can discuss it in private, or we can discuss it off on the bench.
The mayor called Bluebaugh's performance, quote, a good show. A modified proposal on ethics review will return to the council on February 9th. From there, it would go to district advisory boards and a social media town hall for engagement and input. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Students in Wichita Public Schools will no longer get time off for snow days for the remainder of this year.
Division Director of Operations for USD 259, Fabian Armendez, tells KSN News, if there is a need for a snow day, students instead will learn from home.
We're going to try to notify parents and staff the day before that there's a possibility for a remote day the following day due to weather, so that way materials can go home and teachers and staff can be ready to go.
District leaders say they have no free days left because the school year started late and the calendar year was condensed due to COVID. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
200 House Republicans say they will protect the Hyde Amendment, which bars federal money from paying for abortions.
Republicans may be divided on the direction the party goes after President Trump, but they're not split on abortion. That's why 200 House Republicans signed a letter to top congressional leaders in both chambers, saying they'll oppose any bill which funds abortion. There may be friction between pro-Trump Republicans and the third-ranking Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, for her impeachment vote of the former president. But Cheney and other Republicans are in lockstep with retaining the so-called Hyde Amendment. It's named after the late Illinois Representative Henry Hyde. It bars federal dollars from paying for abortion services. Republicans say abolishing the Hyde Amendment would destroy nearly a half century of bipartisan consensus.
Fox's Chad Pergram reporting. The mother of a man who killed his father and wounded two Rice County law enforcement officers has been charged in the case. Rice County Attorney Remington Adulke says Shirley Loader of Arlington was charged this month with suspicion of criminal distribution of a firearm. Prosecutors allege Loader gave her son, David Madden, a weapon he used in April of 2019. He shot and killed his father at their rural Rice County home. Madden also shot Rice County Undersheriff Chad Murphy and Sheriff Bryant Evans before killing himself. Madden was a convicted felon who was not legally allowed to have a gun. Loader bonded out of the Reno County Jail Friday. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Wednesday morning. The time is 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning. Now we've got reports of snow here in the Wichita area, and not really seeing it much on the traffic cameras out there. You could be seeing some snow. It's very light if you're getting any at all, and so there's very little accumulation on the roads. We do on the Can Drive app and the Which Way app. You can actually see the highways outside of the Wichita area are listed between seasonal roadway conditions and or partially covered with snow conditions. But in the Wichita area, it doesn't seem to be too bad out there. A good idea just to be a little extra careful today. Those road conditions could change quickly if we actually start getting significant amounts of snow. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our area of low pressure that brought us snow last night continues to move on off to the east. Clouds will gradually start to move out with a mostly sunny sky today. Temperatures do stay cold, though, with a high 28. Clear tonight, Tarlow 18, and then partly cloudy and breezy. Better weather ahead tomorrow, Thursday's high 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Right now, light snow, 24 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, January 27th, 2021, a cloudy, cold, gray day across south central Kansas. Tuesday, Wichita's high temperature was 29 degrees, normal high 44. So we're staying a little cooler here. On this date in 1772, the Washington and Jefferson snowstorm occurred. George Washington reported around 3 feet of snow on Mount Vernon, while Thomas Jefferson reported similar accumulations in Monticello. So there are two presidents, and they had a lot of snow on this date in 1772.
You might want to put your current conditions at scattered light snow.
Did you see not any?
Absolutely nothing.
But probably, well, of course, the reading's taken out near Eisenhower Airport, so yeah. You saw nothing on your way in?
Nothing.
Okay. I want to go back to cloudy. I'll do cloudy. On this date in 1981, President Ronald Reagan and his wife, Nancy, greeted the 52 former American hostages released by Iran at the White House. What a happy day that was.
It sure was.
Say, President Reagan, bless his heart, he started off his first term with some pretty good things happening. You know, and through the, he started off on a high note and tried to keep it as positive as he could. The Biden administration boosting purchases of coronavirus vaccines to deliver enough to protect 300 million Americans by the end of the summer as it seeks to speed deliveries to states for the next 3 weeks following complaints of shortages and inconsistent supplies. President Biden announced the surge in deliveries to states yesterday, along with news that the federal government is purchasing an additional 100 million doses each of the two approved COVID-19 vaccines. With existing purchases, the White House expects to be able to deliver enough of the two-dose regimens to states to vaccinate 300 million people. Of course, probably Kansas is last on the list, but there you go. Here's an interesting story this morning. Information about George Floyd's prior arrests cannot be used at the trials of four former Minneapolis police officers charged in his death. However, a judge has ruled that jurors will be allowed to hear details about two previous incidents involving the officer who kneeled on Floyd's neck. In an order dated Monday and made public yesterday, Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill said he would explain his decisions at a later date. Floyd, who was black, died May 25th after Officer Derek Chauvin, who was white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck as the handcuffed man cried that he couldn't breathe. And Floyd's death, of course, captured in widely seen bystander video, set off protests that spread around the world, even here in Wichita, Sedgwick County.
Wow.
So that's going to be an interesting trial. I wonder how controversial it could be as we move forward, Ted. Target, here's something new. If you work for Target, you're going to like to hear this. Target is giving its frontline employees a little something extra for the new year, a $500 bonus check. Company says the bonus is a thank you for keeping things running during the pandemic.
Oh.
Fourth time the company has offered bonus payments since the pandemic began.
A little stimulus for you.
More than 375,000 workers will be eligible for the extra pay. You know, my son Scott, when he was going to school at KU, University of Kansas, he worked for Target for a while. And he had good things to say about him. Thought they were a pretty good company. He was going to school and working there, and it was a part-time job. And yeah, he said they were a pretty good company. He liked them. All right, Ted. How long till the Super Bowl? 10 days? We're going to do a countdown?
11 days.
11 days. You got it. Well, to help celebrate Kansas City's return and run to the big game on February 7th, we want to see your Kansas City displays. Submit your Kansas City display photo on KNSS Radio's website to show just how much of an ultimate Kansas City team fan you are and what you're doing to celebrate their iconic second consecutive appearance at the game. Station judges will review all entries, and Friday, February 5th, we'll pick one winner who they think shows off their fandom to walk away with a brand-new 70-inch 4K smart LG TV valued at $800.
Woo-hoo!
Courtesy of your friends at Hefner TV and Electronics. So get your creativity going.
What a sweet prize.
Yeah. Show your Kansas City pride. Submit your photo now at knssradio.com. It's something that's kind of interesting. Hey, babe, and thanks to Hefner. Coming up with that great prize.
There'll be a lot of good entries to that.
Yep. So we've got, what did you say, 11 days until the big game? 11
mm-hmm.
days. Ooh. All right. Let's see what's going on this morning. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted. And let's go ahead and check leadoff sports. Are you ready to go?
Sure.
Ted Woodward with leadoff sports this morning here. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We do have some college basketball to get to tonight.
Okay.
Kansas State is on the road against a really good team. The number 2 ranked team in the nation, in fact. K-State heading down to Waco to take on the Baylor Bears, who are 14-0 and ranked 2nd in the nation. Meanwhile, K-State is trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. These teams met 5 weeks ago in Manhattan, the week before Christmas. Baylor won that game by 31 points. K-State is a 24-point underdog going to Waco tonight. That'll tip off at 8 o'clock this evening, and that'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. The Wichita State women are on the road this afternoon at Cincinnati as the Shocker Ladies are trying to snap a 6-game losing streak as well. Still haven't won a conference game. Shocker Ladies today, Steve Strain. We'll have that one at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and you can listen to the Shocker Ladies on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Don't forget the Wichita State men's game scheduled for tonight at Cincinnati is not taking place. That game has been postponed by the conference. Cincinnati with COVID-19 protocol situations. We mentioned the Super Bowl is now a week and a half out. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, the reigning Super Bowl MVP from last year is Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Former NFL head coach Mike Holmgren, former Packers head coach. Of course, he has a Super Bowl ring along the way. Talked about what he sees in Patrick Mahomes. Holmgren appearing on KFA.
Well, it's fun to watch him, first of all. And I asked Andy specifically, tell me about him. I know what I see on the field. But tell me about him, and he said he's great, and he just couldn't talk enough about the young man, and then as a football player, you know, it's unbelievable the stuff he can do, and you know, early on in Brett's career, as an example, he was a little bit out of control at times and throwing the ball around and things like that, and I see a little bit of that in Mahomes, but his ability to throw in awkward positions, it's really remarkable. You don't see that. And then he also can move very well. So, Andy, I don't know how long Andy's going to coach, but he has a quarterback there that should be in the league for a long, long, long time and be very, very good.
Mike Holmgren there referencing Brett Favre, quarterback that he had for many years with the Packers.
He's a pretty good one.
We're a week and a half out from the Super Bowl, of course, Chiefs-Buccaneers, and you can hear that game live on Sunday, February 7th, right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Houston Rockets win at home, beat the Washington Wizards 107-88. Coming off the bench for the Rockets, former Kansas Jayhawk Ben McLemore played a couple of minutes, did get a steal as the Rockets win their third game in a row. Happy birthday today to former Wichita Arrows player John Lowenstein, who is 74 today. The guy that ended up playing 16 years in the big leagues, long stint with the Indians, and then finished up a long stint with the Baltimore Orioles. He was a big favorite of Earl Weaver, manager of the Orioles,
really?
Coming off the Orioles bench in those years.
Well, I think he was one of the original Arrows.
Yes, he was on that original Arrows team in 1970, hit 295, then came back the following year in 71 and hit 320. That would be his last ever stop in the minors as he went on to 16 years in the bigs.
Pretty
got a World
hitter.
Series ring with the Orioles in 83. He is in the Baltimore Orioles Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yes. Former Wichita Arrows player John Lowenstein is 74 today. And, of course, great nickname, too, by Chris Berman from ESPN. Who every time he did the highlights, he said, tonight, let it be Lowenstein. John Lowenstein, 74 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
621 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What is normal body temperature? The answer may surprise you.
Okay.
That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.